Hello, everybody. Hello, hello. Okay, can we are we here? Can we are you hoping you hear me? Someone just tell me that they hear me. What?
Can hear you.
Yes. Okay. I don't see any pictures. I don't know why.
There
Oh, now I see a picture. Okay. Anyway, so I wrote that I regretfully there's some emergency meeting this year. I don't know if you people noticed, but it's been a very crazy year. So my the pressure on me is much more. So I missed a few more days than previous years. I apologize. So I have to leave at 8:25. There's some 8:30 meeting. I have to go to someone's house, and they said I must be there. So we're supposed to be at 8 o'clock, and I pushed them to cancel to 8:30. So, but okay. Anyway, so let's learn quickly. We'll stop. Basically, I want to do this line that goes very interesting. Gemara. The Gemara says there's Iser Mitzvah and Iser Kedusha. So Iser Mitzvah is basically Rabbanan, right? Shnius, I think. Is there mitzvah or shnius? Okay, well, shnius is a whole sugya. What exactly is the logic of shnius? But that's, I don't want to go there yet. This maybe, I don't know if I want to go there at all, but that's a interesting shaila, whether shnius is a drabbanan form of an erva, or it's just an issa drabbanan, right? We saw yesterday that basically, even in the Kapach Rambam, he said at Beferish, that shnius do not pop to the tzara, right? Which means that if shnius, the simple pshat in shnius would be a drabbanan form of an erva, so then be drabbanan, it would pop to the tzara. But apparently, it's not a drabbanan form of an erva, but it's just a drabbanan as a harchaka.
Maybe
So that.
some of the shnis are hard to understand as far as why they're not
Okay.
us rice like a grandmother. Grandmother's a shnis.
I don't know. So that's Shnius. And Iser Kedusha is so the Gemara says Iser Kedusha is Amana going God, Gusha going Hajj. Okay, so let's read the Gemara. So Iser Mitzvah is why I call the Mitzvah, because Mitzvah Shmuel Tevi HaChomer. Iser Kedusha, my God, Kedusha, Tiksiv, Kedoshim, Yud HaKeichem. So when you do mitzvahs, you're fulfilling Kedusha. Tanya Rav Yehuda Machlet. Iser Mitzvah, Amana Kohen Gadol, because that's a mitzvah in the Torah. Kedusha Kohen Hagid. But my Iser Mitzvah, Mitzvahs. Okay, that makes sense. These are mitzvahs. Iser Kedusha, Shnius, Midrash Seifer. Okay, so this is the line I want to do. So the Gemara has, in other words, the second Lashon says that Iser Kedusha, the first Lashon says that Amana Kohen Gadol is called Iser Kedusha because it says Kedoshim Yud HaKeichem. The second line says that Shnius are called Kedusha. Why? Amai Kohen Iser Kedusha. So let's read this Gemara and see if we can figure this out. Amar Abaya. That if you do a Derabanan, you're Kaddish. And what does that mean? And if you do a Deraisa, you're not Kaddish. Why is what is about why is the first case is a Deraisa is called Iser Mitzvah, not Iser Kedusha. And Shnius is called Iser Kedusha. Because if you do a Derachamim, you're Nikra Kaddish. So what does he mean? He means only achamim or even achamim? Anyway, what do you think? Let's keep on reading. Amrei Rava, Kol Shein V'Kayim Divrei Achamim Kodeshu D'lo Mikri, Rosh Hanami D'lo Mikri. So what's Rava's kasha? If you wouldn't do it, you're a Rasha. Okay, so what?
Why does that mean you're Kaddush?
What?
Just because you're not a Russian, why should you be?
Okay, so as Rava is saying, the Chaira, Pashup Shad in Rava is that Rava is saying that since you have to do it, and if you don't do it, you're a Rasha, so then you cannot call yourself a Kaddish if you do it. In other words, what it sounds like that Abaya was saying that if you do a Deraisa, you're not Kaddish because you're just doing what you have to do. Doing what you have to do don't make you Kaddish. You do a Drabanan, oh, you're doing extra, so Nikri Kaddish. So Rava is asking him, since you're a Rasha, if you don't listen to Drabanan, so how can you be considered a Kaddish? Right, that's Pashup Shah and the Gemara. Rava is asking, we'll have to see, but I would assume, that's what Aaron's saying, is that Rava is asking, you want to make him a Kaddish, if he's a Rasha, if he doesn't do it. So if he doesn't do it, he's a Rasha, why is he the Kaddish?
That's
the Rava. So Rava answers, Kaddish Atma B'Mutalach. So what's the answer? If Rava's kasha was, and if you don't do it, you're a Rasha, and you can't be a Kaddish if you don't do, if you do something which if you don't do, you're a Rasha, you're not a Kaddish. So what's the answer? Right, and it's stuck. The simple, the simple reading of the Gemara does not make sense.
No, he's saying it doesn't go in on the person anymore. Yeah, rather the takana of Chazal was a Kaddish Atzma Chabam Mutalach.
I don't know. It's Kaddish Atzma. It's talking to the person. Doesn't it mean that Kaddish Atzma Chabam Mutalach doesn't mean that you're Kaddish? It doesn't mean Kaddish Atzma Chab. The word Atzma Chab means to make you Kaddish.
Rabbi, the Mesias Hashem defines kedusha as we take food and we makadish the food when we eat we makadish aspach and mutalach. It's a din. That's a din in kedusha. A person could eat or a person could eat. It's two different things. The Mesias Hashem says everything that we have.
But this is the hepech. It's
this is the Ramban in kedusha
by doing this kedusha by abstaining.
Okay, so that's before talking out of our hat. So there's let's read the Mefarshim. Now, so I sent two Mefarshim. So again, but just the question is, we want to figure out what was Abaya's chat? Abaya said, "Kol mekayim divrei Chachamim nikra Kaddish." Does he mean only Chachamim or even Chachamim? Not clear. What's Rava's question on Abaya? We have to have three steps in the Gemara. There's Abaya's chat, Rava's question on Abaya, and then Rava's answer. Right? That's the movement. Not a very It's a Baruch Hashem, it's a small Gemara to keep the cheshbon. So I sent a piece from the Eitzer Gane Svard and the Ritva. So let's read the piece from the Eitzer Gane Svard, because I think he's more in line to the simple reading or reading. It's Amrele Rava, you have the piece, I hope you have it. Amrele Rava, and I sent it, you got it, yeah? Amre Rava Kol Sheino Rasha Nami Lo Mikri. This was Rava's Kasha. Ratsa Laibar. Ume Akar Dik Sheino Mikayim Dikri Rasha. Since if you don't do it, you're Rasha. Me Echi Tesi Kishu Mikayim Dikri Kodesh. Now, how can you know, the Apokos, Yikro Sadik Lo Kodesh. And Kodesh is a very high Madrega. So if something that if you don't do, you're called a Rasha. So when you do it, you can't be called a tzaddik, a Kaddish, right? So Kaddish is even beyond a tzaddik. Kaddish is a higher level of tzaddik. So, okay, tzaddik, granted, you do everything you're supposed to do, you're a tzaddik, shikayach. But Kaddish means that you're Kaddish means you're doing over the top. That's why you're a Kaddish. You're a Kaddish. You're doing more than Kaddish is like lifting Mishur as a din. You're doing extra. But if you're obligated, you can't be called Kaddish. Here it's Rava Kaddish Atzmecha B'Mutter Lach. Shemoizev Av Atzmo Lasser HaMutter. Dehainu Shnius. Kaddish Lo Yavoli De Arayis Asuris Min HaTorah. Ubezeh osi shaper the nikra kadosh. Ubarer the kalahavid. Right? So obviously someone's laughing. Whose laugh was that?
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Why you were mechanic to why I picked this piece. Because why did I pick the piece? Because it's Ubarer the kalahavid. And I have no idea what he's talking about. Right? In other words, he asks this wonderful kasha. He explains Rava's kasha beautifully, that since you're a Russia, so how in the world can doing something that you're, otherwise you'd be a Russia, you can be called a Kaddish. So what's the teretz? Teretz, Rava, Kaddish, Azutelach, Shemayzeh, Mahasra, Lasser, Hamutter. It's not true. It's not mutter. It's asr midrabanan. And if you don't do it, you're in Russia. So what you know, the whole kasha was, when are we considered kaddish? That's if you do something that's mutter. You're machmer, something that's mutter. So you're refraining from mutter, you're kaddish. But if it's asr midrabanan, and if you don't do it, you're a Rasha, so then you're not Kaddish. Kaddish means that you refrained. There it says, no. Shemayzeh v'atmo laser ha-butzer. So what in the world is he talking about?
Then we have we learned last week, two different Darabanans. One is a Geder, and one is a Din Darabanan, that the Darabanan themselves, Aser, maybe Kain Daraisa. Something so if somebody takes that fence and now they make it a real isser, that's the question. Is that stamos? Somebody's doing a gezeira, they're preventing themselves. So the etzem it's mutter, but I'm just listening. I'm sort of locking into this extra fence, or no? I'm looking at it as a mamish and isser. It became like an isser deraisa.
I mean, Rava said if you don't do it, you're Russia. You're a Russia.
Right.
Means that Rava is saying it's a real isser.
That's the Guhul Machloik is. That's the question. Abaya is looking at it. No.
Rabbi Guhul is the one that asked that Abaya. Russia, no Nami, no Mikri. Rabbi is saying that Avada, if you don't do it, you're a Russia. So how is Rabbi? Rabbi is the one that asked the question, and Rabbi is the same one who's giving the answer.
Right, so the question is, how do we look at that Darabanan? Is Darabanan a
Rabbi can't contradict himself. Rabbi can't be arguing with himself.
He's asking on Abaya.
What?
We have a kasha. What's he asking on Abaya? How did Abaya grip it? And what's Rava asking? I thought that's what Rabbi said. We have a kasha. Well, how did Abaya understand it? And what did Rava ask?
Now that Rava asks his kasha on Abaya, how does Rava himself answer the question? That's what I don't understand. Since Rava says that you're a Russia, but here Abaya, I understand. Maybe Abaya did say you're a Russia, so then you're Kaddish. But Rava, who Gufa turns to Abaya and says that if you don't do this Rabbanan, you're a Russia. And since you're a Russia, if you don't do it, you're not Kaddish. So how can he answer Kaddish Atzmecha b'Mutzerlach? You're right. Kaddish Atzmecha b'Mutzerlach makes you Kaddish. But your whole point. Your old taina, Rava, was that this is not a case of mutterlach, because Rabbana made it usher, and you're a Russia if you don't do it.
Could it be that Rava means that you could, if by being mechavein, when you're behind this Rabbana, if a person has in mind that I'm not only doing it because the Rabbana said that I'm takam mechuyev if I don't, I'm a Russia, but I'm also having kavana as he looks my own geder, so then I could be mekadesh askom mutterlof. It's not really mutterlof, but I'm having like a dual kavana.
Okay, where did you hear such a thing from?
Sounds like something Rebbe would say.
Okay, it happens to be that Rav Shachman Zon says that. Rav Shachman Zon says that we did that once in the yeshiva here.
But oh, that's Gavaldik. Rebbe, it's his yard site. Is that today?
When's his yard site? Tonight?
I think Zion. Is that today? Zion Tavis is today?
I don't know.
I saw a sign in Chavetz Chaim. That's why I know. So they dedicated the learning.
But then I should send it as a piece of his sefer, except I'm going to have to run out. He does say such a thing, not on this Gemara. He just makes an observation that when you do a drabanan, he says, what are you mechaving when you do a drabanan? Says, if you're mechaving to do a drabanan because you got to listen to the rabbanan, so you're getting the mitzvah of listening to rabbanan. But if you're mechaving that the rabbanan were misaking because it's a geder and I want the geder, so then you get the rice of making a geder, making ba'asu mishmeres and mishmarati. He writes that whenever you do a drabbanan, you should have in mind, you should realize that the rabbanan didn't just stop making. Because most people, they keep rabbanan because rabbanan said so. They don't stop to think why the rabbanan said so. So Rav Zalman said that you're mechuyev, or it's advisable. I don't know if you're over it, if you don't, but you're losing a mitzvah if you don't. That you should think, why did rabbanan make it? Rabbanan made a gather, and Baruch Hashem, I'm happy that I have a gather. And by thinking that you're happy, you have a gather, you get the mitzvah deraisa of making a gather of Yiras Shamayim. Also, Mishmeres Mishmarti is a form of Yiras Shamayim. And it's a very big mitzvah. It says one of the biggest mitzvahs of having Yiras Shamayim.
Did that make the Rabbanah into a deraisa?
What?
Did that make that the Rabbanah into a deraisa?
I don't know. He's saying besides. So what he says is that he does say something. He says, like we're saying, that there's an Indian of having this, he said that you should have two kavanas. But I don't know, is that what he's saying? This Mira Dikhaya, I don't know who that is even. But maybe that's the question. You think that's what he's saying? In other words, is he saying that you should have
He's trying to answer that in the sense that he's trying to explain where is mutchalach fit in, because it's not mutchalach. Asur mitzvah rabbanan. So nice. He says hamutcher dahainu shnius kadesh, like he's saying it's like kilos musaf.
That's the question, but what does that mean?
No, what? So he's saying it's because of shnius. It's not really asur mitzvah raisa.
It is asur mitzvah. If it's asur, you don't do it. You're a rasha.
You're adding on more. You're saying like even though it's not 100% asur, it's just asur mitzvah rabbanan. You're taking it on as a protection for a deraisa.
But that's what the Rabbanan told you to do. So what are you doing? You're not doing any more than the Rabbanan said. So what's the big deal? So why are you Kaddish? You're just simply...
Sounds like it's a Kavana thing.
What?
Sounds like a Kavana thing.
Okay, so that you're saying what like Rafi said. That the...
That's what I'm saying. I hear that. I hear what he's saying. That
if I'm a Chaveh... I don't see him saying it so clearly, but maybe... he's saying, if I would be mechaven to do the derabanan because the rabbanan said so, that would be the machlokes between Abaye and Rava. Rava Abaye said, "Kol mekayim divrei hachamim nikra kaddish." So Abaye says you're supposed to do the derabanan with the das that I'm mekayim divrei hachamim. Right? That's Abaye's lashon. So according to Abaya, if you ask this person, why are you doing what you're doing? Say, what do you mean? It's called Mekayim Divrei Hachamim. It got to be Mekayim Divrei Hachamim. So Rava says, if you're doing it with the kavanah, this is what Rabbi is saying, if you're doing it solely, and there's a father, that's a good kavanah, because you get a mitzvah, but if you're doing it with the kavanah, Mekayim Divrei Hachamim, you can't be considered a Kaddish. Because then you're doing what you have to do, because you're Nikra Racha. But if you have a different kavana, the Kaddish Atmecha B'Mutter Lach, then you can be Nikra Kaddish. That's what Rabbi said.
Rabbi, I'm sorry, Rabbi, he doesn't say. Rabbi doesn't say a word about kavana. First of all, second thing is that it's like if we go ahead and treat it. Let's say suffik deraisa, suffik deraisa l'chumah, suffik derabanan l'kul. Let's say if you take that, it sounds more in the physical. If he takes a suffik derabanan and he's moisif and he makes it like he would make it suffik derabanan l'chumah, he mamish do papayil. He treats it as if he's moisif.
Yeah, but that's not what he's saying. He's not saying that you have to be more machmir than suffik derabanan l'chumah. He's not saying that. No one's saying here that a brava is saying in nikra kaddish if you do more than the halacha says. That's not in the gemara. I happen to agree that it's a very strange shot because how can you say do it with the kavana that you're being machmir mutter? It's not mutter. You're lying to yourself. You're like, it's almost like you're lying to yourself. You're saying really it's aser because rabbanan said so. But even if Lu Yitzur be mutter, I would do it anyway. So you know, like so. Yeah, I have a kavana. I mean, like it's a funny kind of thing. That's like, you know, it's not true. It's not mutter.
I think Rabbi wrote. It's in one of Rabbi's svar, maybe from the Chassam Sofer, that when it comes to Mr. Serious kavana, a person could have in mind, like let's say crossing the street to safety. A person would look both ways anyway, even if it wasn't a mitzvah. But Lu Yitzur, it was a mitzvah, you would do it. So you could have in mind that you're doing it. It's not called lying to yourself.
Yeah, but here it's very hard to say Lu Yitzur was mutter. It's not mutter. So you say the mitzvah is mikadesh asma b'mutter. It's not mutter. So it's like crossing the street is a mitzvah. I'm doing a mitzvah. But here the whole mitzvah is kadesh asma b'mutter. And you're not doing kash out of the mutter.
And also, who says he would even do it? Who says that's even true that he would do it? Lu Yitzur was mutter. I mean, is that what we're saying? That every guy that keeps the shnios has to be saying in order to be called a kaddish that he would make his own gether over here? That sounds funny altogether. There's a million things you could do. So there's a guy saying, even if the chacham didn't do it, I would have been kaddish atzmuch. Maybe I wouldn't have my second Danish. There's a lot of ways to do your kaddish atzmuch of a mutalach.
Okay, I have here a sheet. I have to send it to you. I just found it in my Rav Zalman Shai's Achuvas. I must have made this sheet up years ago. So it's already all made up. But in that, I'll send it to you people so you can look at Rav Zalman, especially if it's your type, that would be amazing. So I'll send it to you. If that's what he's saying,
What's wrong with the Pashup shot that I think Sandy said at the beginning? This is the thinking behind the Rabbanans.
Good bits of thinking about Rabbanans, but why is he called the Kaddish?
Kaddish Asma Mutlach is why the Rabbanon made Takanas, including this Takana. Like Rashi says, this is Shneis.
Therefore, he becomes Kaddish.
No, this is why this Isser is called Kaddish. This is why it's called Isra Kedusha.
But that's Shemoisef al Atzma Lasser Hamutter.
When Rashi says Lahoisef al Lahem,
the Nikra Kaddish.
He should say
that we're not, we're Nikra Kaddish. You thought the Gavra is Nikra Kaddish. It's not the Gavra, it's something else. He's saying, Ubezeh, I'm reading this Mira Dakai, I don't know how you pronounce it even. Ubezeh Osi Shaper, the Nikra Kaddish. The Lashon of that is Mashma, that he's not arguing what the word Nikra Kaddish is. He's just saying, before it didn't make sense why it's Nikra Kaddish, and now it makes sense. It doesn't sound like he's saying that it's a different shot.
He's kind of saying he's called a Kaddish because now it's okay why it's called a Kaddish. Because he really is a Kaddish. It's because he's doing something which the Chachamim said was in order to be a Kaddish.
Okay. Let me, I'm going to try and run out and send this sheet. I'm going to have to stop. And if we can look at also and that Ritva. I'm going to want to run. I'm going to get 1 minute before I have to run. So, Kayashikayach, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Evan.